Rav Arya Zeev Adler, Study Day the Torah Way, Manchester.
It's very appropriate. Straight after Tisha B'Av, we lay in Parshas Veschanan. Parshas Veschanan starts off with the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the yearning, the tshuka of Moshe Rabbeinu, to go into Eretz Yisrael, the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. And it's very similar to what we have to do when we're misbal for Yerushalayim. Shteit in Pnei Yeshua in Brochus, Cheshbon, that the Shteitin Pnei Yeshua and Brochus Cheshbon, that the tefillahs that we are misvalu for Yerushalayim was mamish doima to what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He brings the medrash at the beginning of the parasha that says Kamo tefillahs odom misvalu b'chol yom gimel tefillahs. Person has to be misvalu gimel tefillahs, and explains the Pnei Yeshua as follows, that the medrash says in Parashas V'zeis HaBrocha, the medrash says Tof kuf tes vov tefillahs. Moshe Rabbeinu dam 515 tefillahs. He said, where do we get from that Moshe Rabbeinu dam 515 tefillahs? So the Medrash says it's the gematria of Eschanon. Says the Pnei Yeshua a different cheshbon. He says the Medrash says the gematria of Eschanon is only an asmachta ba'alma. Really, there's another cheshbon to say why Moshe Rabbeinu dam 515 tefillahs. So he said, if you make a cheshbon, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, what day was it that Moshe Rabbeinu started to daven? When did Moshe Rabbeinu start davening? So, the Rashi at the beginning of this week's parsha says that he started davening after Melchemes Sichim Ve'oik. What day was Melchemes Sichim Ve'oik? So it's Mavu in the Gemara in Yeshnechlin that was on Tu B'Av. So Moshe Rabbeinu started davening on Tu B'Av. How many days is it from Tu B'Av until Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifta? So Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifta on Zayin Adar. And if you cheshbon together all the days, all the way till Zayin Adar, with the cheshbon, the cheshbonos of Chadosh, we won't go into it, the Meleis and the Chaseris, you'll get to 200 days. Minus Shabbos, because Shabbos, the person Yochid is not allowed to be misspelled on Shabbos, his own tefillahs, tefillah letzerich atzmai. So Shabbos he couldn't daven. So there's all together, he says 172 days of tefillah. 172 times 3 is 516. He said minus one tefillah of Tu B'Av, because he only started davening into one after Shachris and Tu B'Av. So it comes out he's got altogether 515 tefillahs with his Shemena Esra, 3 times a day Shemena Esra. He davens 3 times a day Shemena Esra, and he's got 515 tefillahs. So Moshe Rabbeinu mamish davens of Yerushalayim Ircha, Barachmim Toshev, 3 times a day. Doim mamish ta'av Shemena Esra that we daven for Yerushalayim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu daven for? So state in the Gemara and Seita, the famous Gemara and Seita. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? V'chilechol mipiria ayotzorich. Did Moshe Rabbeinu want to eat from the periods of Eretz Yisrael? Was that his aim? Says the Gemara and Seita, no. Elo, the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu said, kamo mitzvahs that atluris ba'aretz, and I can't be mekayim them. They should be miskayim al yodi, they should miskayim through me. I should be the one to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Kedei that I should be zeicher, that I myself, or that I should be zeicher to make Klal Yisrael be able to be mekayim these mitzvahs atluris ba'aretz. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Eretz Yisrael for. Even Aloch Lemaisa, as we're saying, the way that we daven for Shemini Esra, the way we daven for Yerushalayim, is learnt out from Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah from Eretz Yisrael. The tour in Erechaim, the tour in Hilchas Alamichia, so it brings over there from the smag, bring that how one says Alamichia. Alamichia, we say at the end, V'neichal m'piri av nisba mituva. Already before that, it says, already before that, it says, Lechal m'piri av nisba mituva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought us in Eretz Yisrael, Lechal m'piri av nisba mituva. That means although Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, not Lechal m'piri av, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avad gave us Eretz Yisrael, Lechal m'piri av. And at the end of Alamichya, we say, V'neichal m'piri av nisba mituva. We daven taka that V'neichal m'piri av. We should be able to eat from the periods of Eretz Yisrael. But the Torah says that some are not geris. It brings b'shem the smag that some are not geris. V'neichal m'piri av. We don't say V'neichal m'piri av in Alamichya because, like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Tevas eating the periods. So we ourselves, we don't go into, it's not royal to be chaymed Eretz Yisrael, it's not royal to have a chukah for Eretz Yisrael, the teivas, eating the peiros. So we don't say an anamichya, v'neicham m'piriya, v'nitzma mituva. We don't say v'neicham m'piriya. The fact that we say at the beginning of anamichya, that's not shver. Avada, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael, lechol m'piriya, v'nitzma mituva. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael in order to eat the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. But to daven for it, the end of anamichya, is not too gepast because we have to daven ke'en tefillas Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to be chaymed Eretz Yisrael in the same way as Moshe Rabbeinu was chaymed Eretz Yisrael. So I saw, just to finish off this part of this Indian of Alamichya, why we say v'neichal m'piri v'nisma mituva. So I saw that an explanation why we take say v'neichal m'piri v'nisma mituva. Why do we daven for Peretz of Eretz Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, especially state the Gemara and Seta that we bought, he especially didn't daven for the v'neichal m'piri. He didn't daven for the Peretz of Eretz Yisrael, and we say v'neichal m'piri. So from Zalm Sirotkin says a very Zeyashena Zach. Zalm Sirotkin says that Shteit al Bikabola, that the periods of Eretz Yisrael and Mesugal, Lahachnis Beliba Shal Adam Yir Shemaim. Now the Gemara in Bracha says, the Va'at Omar Hashem Elikecha Shoyom Imcha, Kiyim Liyira Yisai. So the Gemara says over there, V'chiyira Milf Sezutra Sahi, is the Yira Epsa Kleina Zach, what's pshat? V'at Omar Hashem Elikecha Shoyom Imcha, Epsa Zach Kleina Zach, Kedosh Baruch Hu Vul No Yir Shemaim. Zot the Gemara, the Gemara answers, Legabe Meish Rabbeinu Milf Sezutra Sahi. Gabe Meish Rabbeinu is Taka Kleina Zach, it's Taka Nishkin Greza Zach Meish Rabbeinu. Says Zalm Sirotskin, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, lechem imperial. V'chilechem imperial hu tzarch. I'm not interested in Eretz Yisrael for that. Because Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't need to have the skula of the achilas peretz Eretz Yisrael, lechachnes beliba yirshamayim. Because legabei was milsazutra sahi. Legabei Eretz Yisrael, legabei yirshamayim comes out of eating the peretz of Eretz Yisrael, is milsazutra sahi. But for us, which avada for us is the Gemara's mevuah. For us, years avada nishkan milsa zutrasihi. So avada we daven that v'neichal m'piriya. We should be able to be zeicha to eat from the peretz of Eretz Yisrael. Somebody came once to the Imrei Emes, and he says to them, and he brings to the Imrei Emes peri of Eretz Yisrael. So the Imrei Emes said to him, that there's no maila b'chlal in eating the peretz of Eretz. Avada, there's a maila eating peretz of Eretz Yisrael. He said, there's no maila in eating the peretz of Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. He said, what's the raya? That the Gemara has to be shaylul. The Gemara has to say in Saita, this Gemara that we quoted before, that v'chilechol mipiri ahoy tzarich, did Moshe Rabbeinu need to eat from the peretz? The Gemara has to come and be mafkia from a havmina that Moshe Rabbeinu would have wanted to eat, would have wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to eat the peretz. He says, what's the Havmina that Moshe Rabbeinu should have wanted to go there to eat the peiros? He should export some peiros from Eretz Yisrael and take them to Chutz La'aretz. So Elamai, there's no chashivas in the peiros from Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. But Avada outside of Avada inside Eretz Yisrael, there is a chashivas taka from the peiros of Eretz Yisrael. That's what we say in Almicha v'neichem peiros from Mituva. So I want to talk about more this Gemara and say that I would like to Shtel today in the Gemara and Seita, this Gemara and Seita that we bought, that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael was in order to be mekayem the mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz. And the question is as follows. The question is two questions. Number one, Akasha, the Pnei Yeshua asks in the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and Brachas says, L'chayra, a different reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara that from base with base, state Gedolei Tshuva, Gedolei Tefillah, Yotzei Ma'asim Tovim. Tefillah is greater than Ma'asim Tovim. Where do we know from? Zot the Gemara. You know from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu davened. Moshe Rabbeinu ain't the Gedolei Godel Ma'asim Tovim, Yotzei Moshe Rabbeinu. And why was Moshe Rabbeinu Nana? Moshe Rabbeinu was only Nana but Tefillah. And where does it say Moshe Rabbeinu was Nana but Tefillah? This week's parsha. Our state. Rav lo chalteisiv daber lai oid badova hazeh v'schanan al Hashem adam to Kedosh Baruch Hu. Kedosh Baruch Hu answered, Rav lo chalteisiv daber lai oid badova hazeh alei roish hapisko. Go up v'soi necho re'ei, go up roish hapisko, go up to Har HaVorim and go there v'soi necho re'ei as the Oretz, go and see Eretz Yisrael from over there. So Moshe Rabbeinu is answered in his tefillah of the Gemara by Kedosh Baruch Hu telling him, no, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. But yes, there is a certain amount, Rashi explains over there, a certain amount that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was answered, and that is that Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, allowed to go up onto the Har and to see Eretz Yisrael. And state, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a supervision, and he managed to see Misefa Ilam Vatsefa, and he saw every single Mokim in Eretz Yisrael, the Medosh Mamarach that he wanted to see the Mokim HaMikdosh, he wanted to see all the places in Eretz Yisrael, all the Mekayim HaKadoshim in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him all those Mekayim HaKadoshim when he stood on the mountain. So he was answered in his tefillah of Beschanan Hashem. He was answered by being told, go up Har HaVorim and go and daven over there, and you'll see Eretz Yisrael, and you'll see what you'll see it, and this will be a certain amount of an answer to your tefillah. And the Bnei Yeshua asks, why is it an answer b'chal to his tefillah? He's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was answered because he was allowed to go up El Har HaVorim, and he was allowed to go up to Rosh HaPisgah and to see Eretz Yisrael. That's not what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. He didn't want to see Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to go and to be mekayem the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, and that he couldn't do anyway. So what's the help, Bechlal, that he was allowed to go up the mountain to see Eretz Yisrael? Why is that at all a tshuva on his tefillah? Why does that say anything about his tefillah that he could go up the mountain to see it? Where was it nichlal bichlal the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu that he wanted to go to see Eretz Yisrael, and he was answered by taka going by b'miksas in his tefillah, not by going in but by seeing it. He wanted lechel mipiriyaz evi zeshtet in the Gemara and Seita. Lechel chas v'shalom. He wanted to be mekayem the mitzvahs as evi zeshtet in the Gemara and Seita. And the Mekayim the Mitzvahs, he said he couldn't. That's one kasha. The other kasha, is a kasha from the Proshas Rochim, Mishle Melech, but others ask this kasha, is that why does it say that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu Lemaisa went into Eretz Sichem Va'oik. He went into Eretz Sichem Va'oik. Eretz Sichem Va'oik is part of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Sichem Va'oik, Sichem was Melech HaMoiri, and Moiri is one of the Zayin Amamim. So he was allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. He was allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. He was there. He actually arrived in Eretz Yisrael. What was the problem? He didn't go over Eva Ayadin. He was in Eretz Yisrael. And the Prophet Shrochem asks, there's no difference bichlal between Eretz Yisrael of Eva Ayadin and Eretz Yisrael of Sichem Va'oig. That's what the Prophet Shrochem is taking on in his Kasha. He says that the Ramban says in Parshas Matzos, The Ramban says there the Torah tells us all the halachas about Golas Kelim, and the Ramban's got a kasha over there. What's pshat that the Torah tells us about Golas Kelim by Mechemes Midyon, and the Torah doesn't tell us about Golas Kelim by Mechemes Sichem Va'oik? Why was it necessary to only say the parsha of Golas Kelim? You went into Midian and you got all the kelim, and now you have to kasha them. But begabes sichem va'oig, there was no parsha of Agolas kelim whatsoever. Why? So the Ramban says over there, because sichem va'oig was a chelik from the Zayin Amamim, and therefore was a mechemes reshus, a mechemes mitzvah, and it was part of the kibbutz Eretz Yisrael. And in the kibbutz Eretz Yisrael, it was hutzah to klal Yisrael to eat everything, including kavla de chazira. They could eat chaza while they were being kibbutz Eretz Yisrael. I mean, Mela wasn't again this the ganze halachas of Agala, which is to do with taking away the issa, the belius inside the kelim. Shal issa wasn't again b'chlal. So that's one right that he brings from that sichem va'oig was part of Eretz Yisrael proper. Va'oig shtet in the Mishnah Shumas that the ganze halachas, the alam mitzvahs atluis ba'aretz, which was the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, were all again Eretz sichem va'oig, Ne'ivel Yaden. So what was the problem Moshe Rabbeinu had? He didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. He arrived there. So the emes is that to answer this kasha, the Proshis Prochim, is the Maral talks about at the beginning of this week's parsha. This is what I want to talk about today. Maral says, at the beginning of the parsha, that there were two things that happened in Eretz in the gezeirah that happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Two things happened because Rashi says at the beginning of this week's parsha, "Va'etzchanan al Hashem be'isahi lemoi." Rashi says, Domisi, I thought to myself, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I thought to myself, after we conquered Sichem Va'oig, so I thought to myself, Shema Hutra Aneda, Shema Hutra Ashvua, the Shvua that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Nishpa, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael, Shema Hutra Aneda, Shema Hutra Ashvua, this Shvua has gone away. The Shvua has been Hutta, Kadosh Baruch Hu's taken away the Shvua. Oy Bazoi, I could already start being Misfalel, to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu has been matter this Shvua. Kadosh Baruch Hu has taken away the Shvua. It's time for me to start davening now to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Vayis Tos made the Shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. And now the Shvua goes. Huh?
He was actually Kilo
Sama,
was he? Shvua,
if I'm
not mistaken. So he
wasn't over there. Lechein Leisaviu Bnei Yisrael La'oretz
Hazois. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in Israel.
No. Rashi says that there's a shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu thinks to himself, oh, the time has come, Eretz Sichem Va'oig, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to come back into Eretz Sichem Va'oig. Shema Hutra Shvua. The Misi, Shema Hutra Shvua, it's gone away. The shvua has gone away. So the Gaari asks on Rashi, if Moshe Rabbeinu really thought the shvua has gone away, so why is he davening Bechral? Frag Gemara, why is he davening Bechral? The shvua is gone. Everything's over. The nightmare has come to the end. He's allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Everything's sorted. What is he doing davening now to go into Eretz Yisrael? What's the point in davening at this point to go into Eretz Yisrael? So the Gaari says over there, this is the point I want to bring out today. The Gaari says over there that there were two things. Number one, Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Shavua. Takeli, he's not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Number two, even besides for the Shvua, there was also a Gezeira on Moshe Rabbeinu, an Oynish on Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. There was an Oynish that he was Nenash because of the Chet Meimeriva. Because of that, he's not allowed to go into Yisrael. So there's a personal Gezeira against Moshe Rabbeinu, there's an Oynish against Moshe Rabbeinu. And besides for that, Kadosh Baruch Hu also made the Shvua. The Medrash in Vezeis HaBracha says the Shvua comes from the Loshen Lachin Leisaviu, Nei Yisrael La'aretz Hazois, Bechol Lachin is Loshen Shvua. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a shvua, he's also nishba, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael. Two things, a gezeira, a oynish Moshe Rabbeinu, azev is mevur kepshuta in the psukim, lachein lo yisaviyu, because yan ashe le'mantim bi lahakdisheni b'nei meriva, lachein lo yisaviyu b'nei Yisrael la'aret, you shouldn't bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, because and that's an oynish from Moshe Rabbeinu, and besides for that, the second thing, totally different thing, is a shvua. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a shvua that he's not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. So explains the Maral over there as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu comes into Eretz Sichem Va'oig. Domisi, he thinks to himself, oh, hutra shvua, the shvua has gone away. The shvua has gone away, I'm allowed to now go into Eretz Sichem Va'oig. But Moshe Rabbeinu has no ra'ah yet that Kadosh Baruch Hu has been mevata on the oynish that he wanted to give him. Kadosh Baruch Hu still wanted to give him an oynish for the Chet Meimeriva. Although the Shavua is perhaps in Moshe Rabbeinu's mind has gone away, Moshe Rabbeinu thinks now that the Shavua has gone away, but Moshe Rabbeinu knows that although the Shavua has gone away, but the Gezeira, the oynish of the Chet Meimeriva is still around. Oynish Chet Meimeriva is still around, and he's got to be mispalel in order to get rid of that oynish, and that's where Tzchanan Ol Hashem, he's davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu in order to get rid of that oynish, that oynish of not being allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael.
Oh. You can't bring them. It wasn't a right, because a rank and file member, maybe.
The Rechaim says what you're saying. The Rechaim's got whole arichas about this. We might come to that. So he explains. He thinks himself Shem Hutrash for. He's coming to Eretz Yichon Va'ik. He's reached this milestone of coming to Eretz Yichon Va'ik. He thinks Shem Hutrash for, but he's still got a damn why. So he explains as follows. When they came to Eretz Yichon Va'ik, this he brings backs up from the Rambam. When they came to Eretz Yichon Va'ik, it wasn't necessarily, and the Zayit Mavuah, the story of the Torah, wasn't necessarily decided yet that they're going to stay in Eretz Yichon Va'ik, that any part of Klal Yisrael is going to stay in Yichon Va'ik. That wasn't necessarily going to happen, right? At that point, it was possible, there was a possibility, that although they've come into Eretz Yichon Va'ik, they've conquered it, but perhaps, let's leave Yichon Va'ik, and let's go over to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban in Parshas Chukas, where it says over there that before they went to Melech HaMoiri, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Sheleach, before they went with the Leuchen, the Melchemes Yichon Va'ik, Moshe Rabbeinu sent messengers to Melech HaMoiri to make Shalom. Why did he want to make Shalom? Because not necessarily did Moshe Rabbeinu want that Klal Yisrael should be Kavir Yichon Va'ik at all. He knew, Moshe Rabbeinu knew Baruch HaKodesh, but Emes, besides for the Zayin Amim, there's another three. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew Baruch HaKodesh, that Klal Yisrael are not going to take all 10 now. Three are waiting for the Asid Laveh. And Moshe Rabbeinu would have preferred that Klal Yisrael should take the Ganze Zayin Amim all in Eva Le'adim. It was a B'di'evet, the inner Moshe Rabbeinu was a B'di'evet that Klal Yisrael should bechlal be Yerush. Should be Yerush at all Me'eretz Yichon Va'ik. At that point, it's undecided at all. So they're coming into Eretz Yichon Va'ik, and what happened later was that we know Reuven Magod, Chatz Yishev Menashe, decided this is where they want to stay. So that's what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, you can stay over here. But Lechachila Shev Lechachila, what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted was that Eretz Yichon Va'ik we should fight them, we should even make Shalom with them, and if we can't make Shalom with them, we'll fight them. But even after we fought with them, we're going to move on. And we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Everyone's going to go into Eretz Yisrael. That means although Eretz Yichon Va'ik is part of Eretz Yisrael, but there's a Maila, says the Ramban, in Eva Le'adim, Moshe Rabbeinu wants everyone to stay over there. But Al Kaponim, when we're coming into Eretz Yichon Va'ik, when Klal Yisrael are coming into Eretz Yichon Va'ik, at that point, it's not clear at all they're going to keep it. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of the day, the fact that they did keep it, and they were Mekadoshim Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, they kept it and they made it part of Eretz Yisrael, that only happened Mimela. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't actually come in over there. That only happened Mimela. That means once they were there, and Reuven the God, the Chatz Yishev Menashe, decided this is where we want to stay. So then they decided to make it, yes, part of Eretz Yisrael, and the Mekadoshim Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is already there. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't actually come into Eretz Yichon Va'ik as part of Eretz Yisrael. He's in Eretz Yichon Va'ik, and Eretz Yichon Va'ik transforms to becoming part of Eretz Yisrael. But when he went into Eretz Yichon Va'ik, it wasn't yet part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there was no vitu yet. Moshe Rabbeinu has no raya that Kadosh Baruch Hu has been mevatah on the einish that he wanted to give him, that you can't come in, because the einish of not coming in is only if Papel he walks into a place which is Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yichon Va'ik, which is sort of hanging in the balance, would it be Eretz Yisrael or not? So there's no einish yet. There's no raya that the einish has gone away. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu allows him to go over there, he can go over there, but he's not going into Eretz Yisrael. But the shvua though, the shvua was not that Moshe Rabbeinu mustn't come in to Eretz Yisrael. This is where the difference is. Moshe Rabbeinu mustn't come into Eretz Yisrael. The Shvua was that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu thinks to himself, Lemais in the end of the day, I've been Zoicha to be in Eretz Yisrael. I might not have come into a place called Eretz Yisrael, because when I came into Eretz Yichon Va'ik, like we said, when I came into Eretz Yichon Va'ik was Lemais HaMokim, which wasn't yet Eretz Yisrael, was hanging in the balance, was Eretz Yisrael or not, so I didn't come into the place Eretz Yisrael. But in the end of the day, after Reuven God, the Chatz Yishevet HaMenashe, went and took Yichon Va'ik for themselves, and Moshe Rabbeinu is there in Eretz Yichon Va'ik, so in the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu has a raya that the Shavua has gone away, because the Shavua was that he's not allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael. So again, the Einish is he's not allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael, and the Shavua is that he's not allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael. And therein lies the big difference. The difference between the Shvua, again we said that there's two things, there's a Shvua and there's a Gezerah. And the Shvua was, is Mavur and the Maral, the difference is that the Shvua is that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to be in Eretz Yisrael. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu came in to a place which wasn't Eretz Yisrael, but if Lamais in the end of the day, it turns out that this place transforms, becomes Eretz Yisrael, then that's already a bitl of the Shvua, because the Shvua was, Moshe Rabbeinu can't be in Eretz Yisrael. The Gezerah was, he's not allowed to come in. The Oinash was, he's not allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu has a raya, that's what the Maral finishes off. Moshe Rabbeinu has a raya that the Shavua has gone away, but the Gezerah is not yet gone. The Gezerah is still there, because he hasn't yet seen that Kadosh Baruch has allowed him to come into a place in Eretz Yisrael. He's only seen that Kadosh Baruch allows him to be in a place in Eretz Yisrael. So I'd like to suggest the following, that the Shavua, that he's not allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael, wasn't just, passionately understand, the Losh and the Medrash maybe as mashma as they partially understand, the Shavua to come into Eretz Yisrael was Pashto's just strengthening of the Gezerah that Kadosh Baruch Hu made, on the punishment that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, the Gezerah on Moshe Rabbeinu that he's not allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael. That was a Gezerah, and the Gezerah was reinforced, was strengthened by the Shavua that he's not allowed to go in. That's Pashto's how you understand. But maybe it's Nishtaze, maybe it's more than that. It's a very, 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 very dramatic medrash in Vezeis HaBracha. B'shar that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalled to go into Eretz Yisrael. Seems to be that there's a huge international, huge emergency. Moshe Rabbeinu is being mispalled to go into Eretz Yisrael. It looks like the whole world is hanging in the balance, right? As he wants to go to Yisrael, had Moshe Rabbeinu gone into Yisrael, things would have been totally, totally different. And the whole world is hanging in the balance. And the Medrash over there says in Parshat Vezeis HaBracha as follows: Me'er osa Kadosh Baruch Hu ba'isei shor. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do at that time? Hichriz b'chol shav v'shav shel rukia v'rukia. He went and he made an announcement in every gate of every rukia, every one of the heavens. B'chol basin to basin, every single basin that there is in Shemayim. Verstehen Sie what this is? Shelo yekablu tefilosei shel Moshe. The tefillah of Moshe must be, can't be mekabelit. V'lo yalu oisei lefonov. Why mipnei shenechtam gzadin? The gzadin has been nechtam already. Oisei malach shemamun al achroza. The malach who is mamun on announcing achazriel shemoy. But oisei shah, the Losh and the Medrash, this is the Losh and the Medrash I wanted to bring out. Oisei shah, kara, kadosh baruch hu bebehola, kadosh baruch hu calls him, so to speak, with confusion. There's a huge emergency going on. He says to the Malachi Ashores, Redu b'bahala, go down quickly again, b'bahala, go down with confusion, v'nalu, and close up, kol shari rakia v'rakia, close up every one of the gates for Shemayim. Shegova kela tefillah klapim maila. And going, there's a huge thing, this tefillah is not allowed to come through. It's absolutely paramount that we make sure that the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't penetrate, doesn't get there. And why is this so important? Why is it so important? Why was it such a... Before that state that they thought, Shema Higia Tzivyoyne Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu, the time is L'chadosh Ma'i Tzibereishis, in order that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah should be niskabel, we've got to be mechadosh Gantz Ma'i Tzibereishis, in order that the tefillah should be able to come in. It's a huge transformation, a huge metamorphosis that's going to take place, had Moshe Rabbeinu come into Eretz Yisrael, and that's not allowed to happen, that can't happen. So the Megala Amukas has a sefer, Yalam Bukas is a sefer on this week's parsha, just parsha's v'schanan. Reish nun beis sefanim. There's a lot more besides for the Gemara api nigla, the Gemara and Seta, why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael, but there was a huge amount that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be misaken by coming into Eretz Yisrael. Most of the things that he says over there, I'll pi devir kabbalah, and posh, I can't even read what he says. But some of the things, posh, some of the things you see over there, the huge milers that there would have been, and how things would have looked at Moshe Rabbeinu coming to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that things should go back to how they were before the Mabul. Before the Mabul, people lived for many, many years. People lived for much, much longer, right? Then they lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted, had he gone to Eretz Yisrael, everyone would have lived for much, much longer. That's what would have happened. And the Megala Mukas over there has each oifen that he brings over there, the Reish from Beis Ifanim, he brings why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come in, and then why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you can't come in. But this was one of the things. He wanted to be Mevatl Malach HaMavis. Moshe Rabbeinu would come to Israel to be Mevatl Malach HaMavis. What's this mean? He wanted to be Mekarev Beis Mashichin. He wanted Mashiach Ben Yesu, Mashiach Ben David should already come immediately. He wanted to take, then there's like more already closer to Kabbalah, he wanted to take out the nitzitz of Kedusha from Yerovim Ben Nevat. He said Yerovim Ben Nevat was chayta v'hechtias Yisrael, but the only way that Yerovim Ben Nevat had a hope of survival was that he had the nitzitz of Kedusha to be in Olam Hazeh. And that nitzitz of Kedusha, so to speak, allowed him to be here, and with that he was chayta v'hechtias Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take away that nitzitz of Kedusha, Yerovim Ben Nevat shouldn't exist. And then even more, al derech Kabbalah, he wanted Ligdoy Ruach Reviz Shal Olam. The Gemara Babatzer says that the Olam is Domel Achsadra. It's got three sides, and the Ruach Reviz is open. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be guided at that Ruach Reviz. The whole world is going to change if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come into Eretz Yisrael. And that's a chelik of his tefillah. A chelik of his tefillah. There's two parts to his tefillah. A chelik of his tefillah is that all these tikkunim that he wants to be misakin, and as the Megala Mukas is marabev ravloch, 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 every single one, he says ravloch, which Baruch Hu said to him, ravloch, al teis velai, dabe elai, oid b'dava zeh, don't speak to me more, ravloch, you're not allowed to speak to me more about this, because Baruch Hu, the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu was for many, many more things than just lechem aperia, just lekaim mitzvah zeh tisro. Moshe Rabbeinu dam v'asach asach zachin, as he's moving over there. Now, when the Gemara in Seita says, we go back to the Kasha that we asked at the beginning from the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua had the Kasha. Now, how could the Gemara say that it was a Te'eles for Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was answered in his tefillah by being told, go up, El Reish HaPiska, and go and see Eretz Yisrael. Why was this an answer to Chlal Moshe's tefillah? Moshe's tefillah was to go into Eretz Yisrael, not to see Eretz Yisrael. And as Evi is Mavun, the Gemara in Seita, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was to go into Eretz Yisrael and Mekayim the Mitzvahs. He can't be Mekayim the Mitzvahs by being Eila L'Reish HaPisco. What was the point? Why was this Bechlal a point? So the Teretz is, according to what we're saying, is as follows. That Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was a Sach Zachan. As Evi is Mavun, Megal HaMukas, and Mispal Given, for Harab Devarmet, Mispal Given Arantzikin in Eretz Yisrael. But there were two things, like we said from the Go'ari, there were two things. There was the Gezeira, and there was the Shvua. There was the Gezeira on Moshe Rabbeinu, a personal Gezeira, punishment to Moshe Rabbeinu. And there was the Shvua, also that he's not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gezeira was a personal Oynish to Moshe Rabbeinu. And on that, we've got the Gemara and Seita. The Gemara and Seita says, what was the Oynish to Moshe Rabbeinu? Obviously, if it's an Oynish to Moshe Rabbeinu personally, it must be that Nisav and Moshe to go into Eretz Yisrael. He wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why is it the Oynish Bechal for him to go to Eretz Yisrael? So of them, the Teretz is, the Gemara over there, the Kaim Mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. But that's just one part of it. Because that's just the Oynish, the personal Oynish of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Kasha of the Gemara and Seita. But there's a lot more to it. Besides for his personal Oynish, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael to Misakim Tikkunim, to bring the world to Tikkun Shalim, and Azevi Sishtet as well, Azevi Sishtet, the Erechaim HaKadosh brings this down, Erechaim that he was mentioning that he touched on before. The Rechaim HaKadosh brings this down. The Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. If he goes into Eretz Yisrael, he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. And if he builds the Beis HaMikdash is going to last forever. And Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go and do all of this. This is what he wants to do. And that says the Medrash. That's why of them state that his tefillah wasn't Nana. Abba, where was it yes, Nana? Where was his tefillah yes, Nana? Where was it yes answered? He was answered by Ali Reish HaPiska. Go up to Eretz Yisrael and go and see Eretz Yisrael. What's the mind in seeing Eretz Yisrael? Says the Sipurnoi, Etein es eini bo, I'm going to go and put my eyes on Eretz Yisrael, the Berchosi. I'm going to make a toiv ayin on Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to give a bracha to Eretz Yisrael for Klal Yisrael. That means that chiluk. Yes, in fact, the Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara Seita says that the reason why he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael was in order to be able to make the mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. That's all in order to explain why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael for his personal reasons why he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Personally, he wanted lekayim mitzvah Eretz Yisrael, but he also wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael to misakin the alat tikkunim that he wanted to misakin in Eretz Yisrael. And of them is given a shvua. Of them, that would have been, that would have transformed the world. That transformed the world. The whole world would have looked different. And Shteit Ner Chaim would have been a great sakana. Had he done that, and Moshe Rabbeinu come into Eretz Yisrael and done that, and the world would have looked like he wanted to look like, and he was built the Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash would have lasted forever, then the Mishkan no longer would have been Visestet, a mashkan for Klal Yisrael's Avonos. And the Gemara says there's a chesed. In Chubim Beis Hamikdash, because Shofar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chamos Yaleitz Ma'avonim, not on Klal Yisrael. And had Moshe Rabbeinu come into Eretz Yisrael, says Erechaim, and the Beis Hamikdash would have been built through him, and the Beis Hamikdash would have had to last forever, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have been able to take it away, Kav Yochel, for Klal Yisrael's Averis, then they wouldn't have been able to be in a Mashkin on Klal Yisrael's Averis, and Klal Yisrael themselves would have come to Dekloya. So there's a great Sirotzen in Shemaim that this mustn't happen. Moshe Rabbeinu mustn't come into Eretz Yisrael. And the other under Zachen, if you don't understand, which Shalomayim Masakasenu, that was the reason that Christ didn't want to come into Eretz Yisrael. Didn't want Moshe to go into Eretz Yisrael. But one thing there in this tefillah, then he's nana b'miksas. This tefillah he's answered a bit, and Ali Resha Piska means go up to Eretz Yisrael. Yes, you want to be a second to Tikkunim in Eretz Yisrael. You can't go in there and you can't do it b'poil, else what you want to do in Eretz Yisrael that you won't be able to get to. But at least you can go there and you can be some in Echaboy and you can look at Eretz Yisrael. You can go up Resha Piska, see Gans Eretz Yisrael, and put etzvah some amount of the tikkunim that you want to put in, you could put into Eretz Yisrael. So I saw a fascinating story over there. I was looking at the Megala Amukas, the Sefer from Megala Amukas. It's a fascinating story. The Ender's got told us. Megala Amukas was finished off with this. God told us of the Megala Amukas, stories about the Megala Amukas, not so much that we know about. And we know that he was a ben doire of the Bach. He was together with the Bach in Krakow. He was together with the Bach. And there was some arrangement over there, Shklal, some arrangement over there, who paskins, what halachas, what chelik of the halachas, all the hilchas, the tarfis areya. Whenever they had the shayla in areya, they went to Megala Amukas, didn't go to the Bach. There was all various different arrangements over there. We don't know much about him. But this is what he says. There's a one story over there, some fascinating story. It says that the Bach wanted to print the Sefer. He wanted to print the Sefer on the tour. And the Megala Amukas went to the mouthpiece of the Sefer and told him, don't print it. Don't print the Sefer. And the Bach was very disturbed by it. Why is he not allowing me to print the Sefer? What's he doing? So he thought maybe the Megala Amukas has got a hakpada that I didn't ask him for haskama for the Sefer. He wants haskama for the Sefer from me. Maybe that's the problem. Megala Amukas he sent someone to the Megala Amukas, write me haskama on the Bach. Megala Amukas refused to write haskama. So Frek the Bach, he asked the Bach, well, why are you stopping me from writing the Bach? The Bach said that the Megala Amukas says back to the Bach that I'm Sefer, I could see that as soon as you write the Bach, as soon as you print it, as soon as you print the Sefer Bach, then you're going to die. And I can't allow this to happen. So the Bach said, Bahad Kafsh de Rahman Alamlon, why are you going into the secrets of Kadosh Baruch Hu? This is what I have to do, this is my tachas in the Welt. Afal Pikain, I'm writing the Sefer of the Bach, I'm printing it, and I'll risk whatever it is. Kachav, he wrote the Bach, he printed it, and the Bach took ill. And there's a whole story over there. There was a din Torah taking place but Beis Dinoi Shala Megala Amukas, there's a din Torah taking place. Two Baradinim come in, and Reuven saying that Shimon owes me 10,000 rubles, and there's a shtar, and there's an idim, and the shach is hearing B'tei Choli, he's not really well enough, but B'tei Choli is hearing over this din Torah, and he's saying, he suddenly screams, but he said this whole din Torah is a sheker. So he said, either guy's got shtar and idim, I'm telling you it's a sheker. There's a ganze tumul Torah leba shemaim, he's ruach hakodesh, he's got shtar, he's got idim. It's too bad, the Shach insists, he says, call the Bach insists, he calls the two Baladinim in. Barabim, he said, be moida to me, tells the Baladin, he tells the Malva, be moida to me, I promise you, you'll come next to me in Eilam HaBa, if you moida to me, that you'll, that's Sheker. And Itaku broke down, but Mois, he says, Itaku was Sheker, Itaku was Seicha Idim, to write me a Shtar, the Idim, else is Sheker, the ganze Zach is Sheker. And this was the last Zach that the Bach did, And Bach closed his eyes and he was nifter. They state the story over there. So the Megala Mukas, all these Zachen, the Sefer, the Megala Mukas, the greatest Sefer, might say the other Zachen, the other Tikkunim that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to misaken by going into Eretz Yisrael, is poshut. It's poshut that these Tikkunim are going to be La Osid Lovei, Kashiyovei Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Vimherev Yameinu.